again. You must be very pleased that your haggis came out top in the Golden Haggis Awards in Northern on St Andrew's Day. So what do you think made it stand out?
I think just a bit more time and effort this year into making sure dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and I'm absolutely over the moon. It's won the award.
Obviously, to the taste buds of the judges there. So, you know, what do you think makes yours stand out?
We always add a few different things into it, just to always make it special, to make it a Houston haggis rather than anybody else's haggis.
It had a pretty mellow taste. I did taste it when I was there. Yeah, it did. It was a well worthy winner, I can say that.
Did you think it could have done with more seasoning?
No, I thought it was just
perfect
seasoned.
On that side of it.
And I'm quite a bit of a critic on that. I do like my haggis with a bit of a
bit of spice as well. I wasn't sure when I was making it. I thought, well, I cut back or just keep it as normal, and I kept it to the normal seasoning. Mm-hmm. But I added a few other different ingredients that we normally do, and it just was slightly a wee bit of heavier, if anything, on the different ingredients.
Well, you certainly pleased the judges. There were a local restaurateur, local butcher, Alistair Jackson, and past president of the Federation, Ian Fold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm glad. If they all said it was good, I'm quite happy with that, believe me.